وقل رب زدني علما.
The two sheikhs Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a rahimahumullah, in this chapter, in this issue, in this masala, they talk about the position of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah with regard to the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ahl Sunnah, they believe the companion, who is the one who met the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, believing in him, and he died on that stage. That's a companion. Someone who met the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, believing in him, and he died on that stage. That's a companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By the way, if somebody is yawning, the sunnah is to cover his mouth. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا تَثَأَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ يَدَهُ فِي فَمِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. If one of you yawns, he should put his hand on his mouth, lest shaitan enter him. So when you're yawning, you cover your mouth. So who is, again, who is the companion? Someone who met the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, believing in him when he met him. Not he believed him after that. He was in a state of believing him, being the Messenger of Allah, when he met him, and also that he died on that path. So someone who didn't meet the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if he believed in him, like any one of you, is he a companion? No. Someone who met him, like Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, but didn't believe in him, is he a companion? No. Someone who met him believing in him, but he turned away from Islam, and he left Islam, and he died upon kufr, is he a companion? No. So these are three conditions. This person who has these three descriptions, meeting the Prophet ﷺ in a state of believing him, and he died on that, he's very special in Islam. That individual, regardless his status among the companion, he's better than anyone come after him. A companion, because of his companionship, because of that stats, he's better than the greatest scholar who come after him. Any alim in your mind, one companion is better than him. Why? Why a companion is better than a great scholar, great tabi, that alim, is because of Allahul Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that status. Meeting the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in him and dying on that is very special. No one can challenge him except someone who did the same. I usually give examples because we sometimes understand worldly things. Until you see that today people to meet with somebody who is a leader or somebody very honored, alim like Sheikh Al-Albani, Ibn Baz, and the like, or somebody very wealthy, or somebody so and so, a great man to the eyes of the people, Jazakallah khair. Somebody who is a great man to the eyes of the people. Don't you see, meeting this person, meeting with this person, is something people, they consider honor? You understand? You understand? Have you seen those they call world leaders? The leaders, politicians, kings, leaders, when they meet, there's a time they give them to take a picture from them. So they already prepare, because this person being next to this person is a great occasion to them. They mention there is a man who, wal'iyadu billah, invited a man in Libya, Baghdad. He invited an American singer, female, and pay how much expense just to make singing there and he to be the next to her. He thinks it is a great thing. One time I met with someone who used to work for the government. He used to be ambassador for the government. In his house, he invited me to his house. There is two pictures. One I know is one of the Saudi kings, but I don't know who is he. The other one I don't know. And then I while we're talking, I have seen the pictures in front of you is hanging on the wall. I tell him what the ulama said about the picture, the Prophet said what he said, it's not allowed, remove this. He said, do you know who these people are? I look at, I say, as for that one, I know he's Saudi king. I don't know who is he. But the other person, I don't know it. He said, that's why you say remove it. If you would know, you wouldn't. He said, that is the Saudi king and me. So he and Saudi king, they met. So he kept that picture. So he said, that's why you say remove it. So he refused to remove it because of having this chance to be next to the king, having a meeting with him. How many people wish today to meet with a certain people, to have a chance to meet them? And even now, some of the youth, they don't even meet a basketball player or the like. They get his signature. Paper is right. They give a lot of cards, someone's name like Yusuf. And then this person he signed, he doesn't know Yusuf. And Yusuf is very happy, mashallah. So big basketball player, his signature on my name. For instance, he doesn't know. So the issue here is, that's right or wrong, that's another issue. But the point is that people until today, they consider being around certain people is a great honor. Don't you see someone who tells you now he take knowledge from Sheikh Uthaymeen and he take knowledge from Sheikh Al-Albani. He met with Imam Sa'di. Yani somebody would have told you he met with Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim. Yani it's a great status. Knowing that these people who meet and still get credit for that meeting, they may not be even on the same faith. They may not be in the same belief. A believer might meet with a disbeliever. A head of a state of a disbeliever, meeting a head of a state of a Muslim. Still, people, they consider these pictures and meeting together. It's a great opportunity to meet with some certain people. Many people, they wish if they would have a chance to meet with that person, whatever they need, asking something or whatever. Here is a question. Is there anyone who is comparable to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nobody. If people get credit being around someone, why they don't get credit being around, meeting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only just a meeting, believing in him, being upon his faith, and dying on that path. Why that person doesn't have a speciality? He must have it. Therefore, the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the ulama mentioned here, are the best of this ummah. They are the best of these people. Who said that? Where they get from this? These two scholars. Every point there is a proof. Every point they mention here, there is proof. Who can tell us that the companions are the best people from Quran and Sunnah? Naam. Ahsant. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in his Quran, Kuntum khayra umma. Ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of the people ever raised for mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You enjoy the good, you forbid the evil. Allah addressing who? Kuntum, plural. Not only one person. You are the best of the people, of mankind. The best of the nation. أخرجت للناس. Ever raised to mankind. So, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his Sahaba are the best. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the best of the prophets. The best of the messenger. Is there a question on that? No, likewise. His companions are the best of the companions of the messengers of Allah. Na'am, many ayat. The other ayah, Akhuna Abu Ali mentioned, Allah said in Quran, there were almost 1,500 companions who make Umrah, went for Umrah with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then they were stopped by idol worshippers. And there was a great fear that they are going to attack the Muslims. Prophet ﷺ had allegiance. He gave them, take bay'ah from them, that they are going to obey him, life and death, regardless. All of them, they give the allegiance. Prophet ﷺ, he shake the hand of each of them. Now, Allah revealed Quran in that state. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah is pleased with the believers while they giving you allegiance under where? Under the tree. So anyone who was under the tree and gave allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Allah is what? Allah is pleased with. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with because subhanahu wa ta'ala judge only their appearance? So they may be even hypocrite munafiqeen? No. Allah said, فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows that which is in their hearts. So no one can claim that those who give allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ under the tree, among them were hypocrites. The one who claimed that, who is he denying his speech? Yes? Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he is pleased with those who gave you the allegiance under the tree until Allah continued praising them. Until Allah said, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Allahu Akbar. Allah make them firm on the word of piety. Of the word of piety. The ulama, they say, taqwa kalima jami'atun, kalimatun jami'a li kulli khisal al-khayr. Is the word encompasses all the aspects of righteousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he make them firm on taqwa. Why? وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. What is the meaning? وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا. Yes? Who can help him in the English? وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا. Yes? They are deserving it the most. أَحَقَّ. They are those who deserve the word of piety, righteousness, the most. أَحَقُّ بِهَا. Meaning, أَحَقُّ بِهَا مِنْ غَيْرِهِمْ. They are more deserving it, the word of piety, than anybody else. وَأَهْلَهَا. What's the meaning of أَهْلَهَا? And they are, it is people. أَهْلَهَا. أَهْلُكُ. Your people. They are, it is people. They are the people of who? The people of who? Taqwa. The people of righteousness. The people of piety. Who are those? Those who give allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ under that specific tree. How someone then come after that and he say ill about it? They were hypocrite. They were, wallahi, he is hypocrite. Wallahi, he is hypocrite. Because the Quran is haq. فَمَا لَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. What's after the truth other than مَا لَا فَلِسُود. Truth opposite is falsehood. So the Sahaba, they have this is among those who were Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. How Uthman? Yes, Abu Bakr, he shake the hand of Prophet ﷺ. He give allegiance. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ يَدُّ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So Prophet ﷺ was shaking their hand to give them bay'ah, allegiance. So Abu Bakr did that. Umar did that. Ali did that. Uthman, he didn't do that. Maybe I'm wrong saying that. What do I mean? Uthman was not there. Where was he? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose him to be his ambassador to go to the kuffar. He was the most suitable person, even than Abu Bakr, than Umar, than Uthman. So Prophet, he chose Uthman to go to the idol worship to negotiate with them. And when the bay'ah come, the allegiance time come, what Prophet ﷺ did? He placed his right hand on his left hand and he said, this is for who? For Uthman. Is this understandable? So, somebody saying ill about this companion. Likewise Abu Huraira. Likewise Bilal. Like those who were under that tree. Is contradictive to the speech of Allah. In many ayat in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the status of the Sahaba. One ayah Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. if the people believe similar to what you or the Messenger of Allah and his companion believe, they are guided. If they believe similar to what you believe, they are guided. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. But if they turn away, they are on controversy. They are on the other side. Another one, Allah said, وَمَن يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever delivered the messenger after the guidance become clear to him. Whoever delivered the messenger after the guidance become clear to him. He's not ignorant. He knowingly delivering the messenger. So the messenger is one side, he going to the other side. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he follows other than the way of the believers. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We let him do what he choose. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. We make him enter Jahannam burning. وَسَاعَدْ مَصِيرًا. What an evil destination Jahannam is. So who are the believers whom Allah mentioned in this ayah? The one who doesn't follow them, he's going to go to hellfire. Who are they? When Allah was revealing the verse, who were the believers? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. The messenger has been mentioned in the ayah. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ. The messenger has been mentioned. Then Allah said, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And follow a path other than the way of the believers. Who are those believers? Those who were there, number one. Those who were there when Allah sent down the ayah. So anyone who follow other than their path, Allah threatened him to go to Jahannam. Allahul Kareem, subhanahu, he mentioned in Surah Tawbah, عز وجل والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. الله mentioned three people, three group. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين, the مهاجرين, those who migrate to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والأنصار, those who aid them and welcome them. والذين اتبعوهم, and those who follow them. With what? With claiming, with just the words, بإحسان, with perfection. Those who follow them, they follow مهاجرون and أنصار with perfection, إحسان. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. And Allah prepared for them, Jannah. They will be there forever. That is the great success. So any مهاجر, any أنصار, is included in this ayah. If somebody make out of it, he's required to bring a proof. Because Allah mentioned, he's pleased with them. Many ayat. In Surah Hashr, Allah, three verses he mentioned, the muhajirun, and then Allah concluded the ayah with, ulaikum as-sadiqun, they are the truthful ones. Then Allah mentioned about the ansar, and Allah concluded the ayah, ulaikum al-muflihun, they are the successful ones. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والذين جاءوا من بعدهم, those who come after them. After who? مهاجرون and أنصار. Allah mentioned two groups. One group, they are truthful ones. One group, they are successful ones. This is the description Allah gives to each group. Then Allah said, those who come after them, whom Allah is pleased with them also, what do they do? يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا. They say, oh, our Lord, forgive us. ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان, and also forgive our brothers who preceded us in faith. Those who come after them, they say, oh Allah, forgive us. And forgive our brothers who preceded us in faith. They believe before us. Who are those who believe before them? Yes? مهاجرون and أنصار. ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا. Oh Allah, our Lord, don't make hatred in our heart towards those who believe. So Allah mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala three groups. He's pleased with them. One group, muhajirun, truthful ones. They are not hypocrites. And including muhajirun, who? The four khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, all are muhajirun. Aren't they? They are. So they are truthful ones. They are not hypocrites. They are truthful ones. Somebody comes, no, they were not truthful. Will we believe? The speech of Allah will believe those people. Who are we going to believe? In Allah's speech. In Allah's speech. Then Allah said, and they make dua. They make dua. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive those who precede us in faith, and don't make in our heart hatred towards them. So the ulama, they say, if you want to be from the third group, who are those who follow the Muhajirun Ansar with perfection, what should you do? You must make dua for the Sahaba. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانُ. Our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who proceeded in faith. You have to make dua for them. Not sufficient just by the tongue. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. You shouldn't have any hatred, any malice, any ill heart towards the Sahaba. So the qalb is going to be pure. You love them. Somebody you make dua, do you hate him? Somebody you make dua, do you hate him? You love him. So you make dua for the Sahaba. They preceded you in faith. Also, the ayah shows that faith is not going to be faith unless the companion they preceded it. سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. They are ahead of us in faith. So you have to be a follower. As Allah said in the other ayah, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who follow them with perfection. So if you want to be from safe group, you have to follow the companion. You have to love them. You have to make dua for them. You should have any ill heart towards them. Many ayat in Quran, a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, هَلَّا تَارِكُوا لِأَصْحَابِ وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدٍ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. Hadith Sahih Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are you leaving my companion for me? By Allah, if one of you would have spent مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا, similar to the mountain of Uhud of gold, and one of the Sahaba spent half handful, he doesn't reach the Sahabi. The Sahih Muslim. If tonight one of us, is it possible to spend the mountain of Uhud, a big mountain of gold, and a Sahabi he spent half of his hand? The one who is the, what Sahabi spent is bigger and better with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sahaba Ridwanullah Ta'ala alayhim, they have this status. Any believer who believes, the true belief, he must take that from the Sahaba. So any righteous doing you do in Salah, fast, and Sahaba get a share. How can you reach them? Do you remember the first man who killed someone wrongly? What was his name? Qabil. He killed his brother Habil. Anybody who is killed today, anyone who is killed wrongly, innocent person, this man, he get kiflun, he get a share. لِأَنَّهُ الَّذِي سَنَّ الْقَتْلَ. Because he's the one who taught people killing the people wrongly. So he get a share. The same thing, anyone who call people to good, he get a share. مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى هُدًى كَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلَ أُجُورِ مَنْ تَابِعَهُ لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. So Sahaba, whatever you doing, any one of us who do righteous deeds, they get their share. How are you going to reach? How many millions of people following the Sahaba from the time they die until today, until the day of judgment? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala take away this worldly life. Anyone who do righteous must take that from, because we didn't meet the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are the connection. You cannot do unrighteous deeds from Prophet ﷺ without through a companion. How can you reach that companion status? No way. Therefore, Ahl Sunnah, they have this principle. The best of this ummah after Prophet Muhammad ﷺ are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. They are the rightly guided khulafa leaders. In authentic hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, خِلَافَةُ النُّبُوَّةِ 30 سنة. أخرجه الإمام أحمد وغيره. The leadership which is on the path of prophethood. How many years the Prophet ﷺ said? 30 سنة. 30 years. وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't talk by from his mind, rather by a revelation. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the leadership, the khilafah, the leadership, النبوة on the path of prophethood, it's 30 years. Who was in those 30 years? Abu Bakr, how many years? 2 years and some months he died normally. Then Umar, 10 years and more, he was killed by a fire worshiper, by a disbeliever while he was leading Fajr prayer. Uthman, radiallahu anhu, 12 years, except 2 months or 3 months. And he was killed by a Khawarij. Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, less than 6 months, 5 years and some months, and he was killed by a Khawarij. The rest of the 30, you counted 2 years, 10 years, 12 years, 12 other years, how much? 24 years, 5 years, and some months. What left was from the 30 was less than around six months. Before the 30 year ended, 6 months. So those khulafa, they were, their khilafa, their leadership was in the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyone who say ill about the leadership of those khulafa, he's against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Some people, the Khawarij from the beginning, they didn't accept Uthman to be a Khalif. They didn't accept Ali to be a Khalif. Khawarij, they didn't accept this. Rather, they said the Kufar, that's why they killed them. And the Shia didn't accept the leadership of Abu Bakr and Ali and Uthman. They didn't accept. Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. Barakallahu fiqh. They accepted Ali, rather they exaggerate. They even worship him. So then the Sheikh said, and that the 10 companions, whom Prophet ﷺ mentioned them by name, and he witnessed for them paradise, it is as the Prophet ﷺ witnessed for them. And his statement is truth. There are 10 companions whom Messenger Muhammad ﷺ mentioned them collectively. He named them Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, all the way to 10 companions. Yes, Prophet, generally you have Allah promised paradise for all the Sahaba, all of them. Who can remind us one ayah that Allah mentioned that all the companions are from the people of Jannah? Na'am, la yastawi minkum man anfaqa min qabl al-fath wa qatal ulaika a'zamu darajatan min alladhina anfaqu min ba'du wa qatalu wa kullan wa'ada Allah al-husna. Surah Hadith. So those who fight in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla and believe before capturing Makkah, and those who did that after that, all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa'ad Allah, he promised for them al-husna, paradise. This is general, but a specific sahaba was mentioned, some sahaba was mentioned specifically. So when you are said you are from the people who go to Jannah, yes, you are from those people. And when you are a specific name, this is special status. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those he named them, the Sheikh said, the ulama, they said, it's as he saw as a witness, and his statement is truth. Then the Sheikh said, then making dua and asking Allah mercy for all the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wal kafu amma shajara baynahum, and to refrain from, withhold from what happened between them. Something happened between some sahaba. They disagree on some issue. The enemy of Al-Islam, hypocrites and the like, cause fitna. So there was sometime even fight between some of the Sahaba, not all of them, few of them. Not even 30 companion. Not even 30 companion, less than that. Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned Sahaba who participated, that يعني, was less than 30 companion. The rest they quit it. And even those 30 companions, they did that for ijtihad, for fi sabilillah. They thought that this is the what pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, إذا حكم الحاكم فاجتهد فأصاب فله أجران وإن أخطأ فله أجر. In Sahih Bukhari, if the judge, he tries, and he judge, and he corrects the ruling, he get 2 rewards. He mistake, he get 1 rule. Sahaba are those who deserving that than anybody else. Do you understand? If any Muslim judge today, any Muslim alim, he give fatwa, he take time, he look for the mas'ala, he make a research, he fear Allah, then he give a ruling. If he corrects, what he gets? 2 rewards. If he mistake, one reward because he tried. This is any alim today, any Muslim judge who tried. The hadith says that. إِذَا حَكَمَ الْحَاكِمِ. It's general. If the judge judges, who deserves that ajr? The Sahaba or somebody else? The Sahaba. Why? Because Allah said, وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. They are those who deserve it the most, and they are his people. So, to refrain from what happened between Sahaba. Today you find, until today, people saying ill about the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether they are Shia or Khawarij group, like the some of the branches of Muslim Brotherhood, Ikhwan Muslimun, like the one you hear before. Sometime we did wrote his voice. If we would have enough time, we would have done. But you can ask me, I will send it to you. This Egyptian sheikh, who the days of Muhammad Mursi, rahimahullah, the previous Egyptian ruler, leader, when he was a leader, this Ikhwani man, he giving advice. He says, he advising him, don't be, لا تكون مثل عثمان. كن أبا بكر ولا تكون عثمان. فإنك, he continues to say, don't be Uthman, be Abu Bakr, because if you become Uthman, you will ruin Egypt. And Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. Because this man, he taking that from Sayyid Qutb. Sayyid Qutb, the leader of Ikhwan Muslimin, who said the leadership of Uthman was by mistake. It was by mistake. Mistake. It didn't come in a corrective. It was not. He said, Khilafatu kanat mada? Fajwa. It's just the inter between Umar and Ali. He means he was not good khalif, good leader. That's Sayyid Qutb what he says. So these people, they take that from him. La, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, Ahl Sunnah, so they refrain from, they withhold from what happened between Sahaba, they are Sahaba. Whoever mistake, he get ajr, reward from Allah, and whoever corrected, he get to ajr. Then the Shaykh said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَى عَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ كَمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وعلى لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلا كيف أحاط بكل شيء علما ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير والله تبارك وتعالى يرى في الآخرة ويراه أهل الجنة بأبصارهم ويسمعون كلامه كيف شاء وكما شاء. The two alim continue talk about another مسألة. They said, and that Allah is, Azza wa Jal, upon his throne, separate from his creation. Allah, that, and to believe that Allah is separate from his creation, and is upon his throne. Allah is not in the creation, and the creation is not in Allah. Allah is distinct, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his creation, above his throne. Just as he described himself in his book, and upon the tongue of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without describing how. He, Azza wa Jal, encompasses everything with knowledge. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Meaning, there is nothing like him, means like Allah, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And Allah, the exalted, and most high, will be seen in the hereafter. And the inhabitants of paradise will see him with their own eyes, and they will hear his speech however he wishes, and just how and just as he wishes. The ulama, they talk about this issue, the mas'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala arshihi, Allah is above his throne. بَائِنُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ, separate from his creation. By the way, the chapter of the companion, there are three groups who deviated. Who are they? There are three groups who deviated with regard to the mas'ala of the companion. One group are Khawarij, who consider Ali and Uthman to be, wal-iyadu billah, disbelievers. That's why they killed them. Another group, the Shia, who consider Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman disbelievers, wal-iyadu billah. And on the other hand, worship Ali radiallahu anhu. Third group, and Nawasib. Nawasib, what they do? They exaggerate حب معاوية, and therefore they say ill about Ali radiallahu anhu. There are group called Nawasib. When they have seen that the Shia are saying negative thing about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who is one of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used to write down the revelation, the Wahy, the Quran, who Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make dua for Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. There are people who hate him so much. There are people who went the opposite. So those people who hate Muawiyah, they exaggerate Ali. In a way, they worship him. Some people, they become emotional. When they have seen Muawiyah is being said negative about Muawiyah, they went to the other side and they said bad about Ali radiallahu anhu. Wal-iyadu billah. So these three groups, the Shia, the Khawarij, and Nawasib, they lost in this chapter. And Ahlul Sunnah, they are in the middle course. They love all the companions and they don't worship any one of them. They love all the companions and they don't worship any one of them. Worship is for Allah al-Kareem. Now, so the Shaykh said that Allah, to believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above his throne. Ba'inu min khalqihi, Allah is separate from his creation. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself with that in his book and on the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bila kayf, without saying how. When it comes to the description of Allah, Allah His face, Allah His hands, you never ask this question, how? You never say how Allah hears, how Allah above His throne, how Allah His face is. Never you say that. Rather, you believe it. And how? Allah knows it. A man come to Imam Malik in the masjid. He said, oh, Imam Malik, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Arsh, istawa, kayf istawa. Allah, the most gracious, is above his throne. How is he above his throne? This question bothered Imam Malik a lot. In a way, he started swearing. It was so heavy on him. Being asked how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Wahid al-Ahad, al-Jabbar al-Qahhar, Azza wa Jal, how he subhanahu wa ta'ala rose over his throne. Imam Malik, he took time and then he raised his head up. And he said this statement. He said, "Istawa ma'lum." When it's coming linguistically, istawa, being above someone, something, being above something, it's known. It's Arabic language, it's not other language. Wastawat ala al-judi, litastawu ala dhuhurihi. The word comes in another ayat in the Quran. And it means being above something. He said, so the istawa is known, the meaning. Wal kayfu majhul, but how is unknown. We don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose over his throne. We don't know it. وَالْإِمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبُ. And to believe the istiwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his throne, is a mandatory. Because Allah mentioned that. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask how is innovation. وَلَا أَرَاكَ إِلَّا مُبْتَدِعًا فَخْرُجْ. I don't see you, but being an innovator, leave. You find this man, he's confusing people. He kicked him out from the masjid. أُخْرِجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Sahibu Shubah. So Ahl Sunnah, they have this principle. Every description of Allah, the description is known. How is not unknown. Believing is a mandatory. Asking how is innovation. Only Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala how his descriptions are. So we don't know the hands of Allah. We don't have the hands, the house, how the hands of Allah, how the face of Allah. We don't know anything. We have, it's beyond our imagination. But we believe Allah has, because He mentions, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. All the description of Allah is a description of the most high and complete and perfection. This is the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Shaykh said Allah encompasses everything with knowledge. Yes, Allah, He subhanahu is above His throne. The throne of Allah is the greatest of the creation. It's above the seven heaven, above the paradise. But with that, Allah Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. Allah, nothing is hidden from Him. Allah ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. Allah is the one who created us, making our heart move, our brain function. How He doesn't know that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala, He knows. So nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the ulama, they said, and that also to believe that Allah will be seen in Akhirah, in the hereafter, the people of Jannah will see Allah with their own eyes, means on their face. Not eyes on the heart, rather their eyes on their face. Allah said in Quran, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. On the day of judgment, there are faces which is delightful. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا, towards His Lord, نَاظِرَةٌ is looking at. وُجُوه, Allah mentioned faces, which will be shining, happy. نَظْرَة, نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيم is when you're happy, when somebody is very happy. You feel that from his face. These people, because they are happy inside, that will be seen from their physical appearance. Their face is very shining, very delightful. Allah said, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, towards His Lord looking at. So they are looking Allah with their eyes on their face. Ahlul Bid'ah, they say, no. Allah, no. Believer will be seen. Why not? Because if we say that, that will necessitate so and so. علم الكلام, philosophy, I don't want to go into it. If we accept that, that means this is what happened. If we say this, it means so and so. It resembles Allah to His creation. Ahl Sunnah, they say, آمنا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear and we obey. The Shaykh said, ويسمعون كلامه كيف شاء وكما شاء. And they go to hear Allah's speech, how He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, and the way He wishes subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believers will see Allah, rather that's the greatest joy and happiness ever man feel is when he see Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore Prophet ﷺ used to ask Allah ولذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. The enjoyment of looking at Allah, your magic, your great face. In Surah Hud, in Surah Yunus, Allah said, للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. Those who perfect, they do righteous, they will get الحسنى. What's الحسنى? Paradise. Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Hadith Sahih Muslim. وَزِيَادَ, and they will get extra, something more. Prophet ﷺ said, seeing Allah تبارك وتعالى. Another ayah Allah said, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. In Jannah, whatsoever they desire, and with us Allah said, more, extra, extra. So, this is the best enjoy any human can ever feel, is to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is Azza wa Jal al-Jameel, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most Tabaraka wa Ta'ala al-Jameel. What's Jameel in English? Beautiful, the most beautiful Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the Shaykh said, Wal Jannatu wa Naru Haqqun, wahuma makhluqatani. So we already went, who lost in the chapter of affirming the descriptions of Allah. There are people who rejected that Allah will be seen on the day of judgment, that Allah is above His throne, that Allah speaks, that Allah has face, that Allah has hand. There are people who rejected that. What are they called? Jahmiyyah wa Mu'attila. The Imams of Ahl Sunnah have, some of them have books. Can we remember one book to refute those people who deny Allah's attributes? Yes? Imam Bukhari. خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية وأصحاب التعطيل. Imam Bukhari, he authored to refute those people. Then it's you, the one who answered the question about Qutada or Qatada. I say, who's the book? Abu Qatada mentioned the book. I give you a free copy of that book. Is that worth it? Barakallahu feek. MashaAllah. InshaAllah. I give you, inshaAllah. Taib. And if you answer the question relate to Sheikh Muhammad Amin Shanqid, you get $10. So you're collecting money with books. What else do you want? Barakallahu feek. Taib. The Sheikh said, والجنة والنار حق وهما مخلوقتان لا يفنيان أبدا فالجنة ثواب لأوليائه والنار عقاب لأهل معصيته إلا من رحم اللهم ارحمنا. Afwan, there is a very important speech for one of the scholars related to the Sahaba. I forget. Who knows the Sheikh, the Alim, who said the following statement? When you hear the statement, if you can mention, he said, if you see a man speaking ill of the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that he is an outright, meaning zindiq, heretic. He is a hypocrite. This alim scholar, he say, inshallah you will know his name. If you see a man speaking ill of the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that he is outright zindiq, he is hypocrite. Why? That's because the Messenger is with us true. The Messenger is with us true. And the Quran is true. And this Quran and this Sunnah were only conveyed to us by the companion of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all that those people intend is to destroy the credibility of our witnesses so that they can abolish and destroy the book and the sunnah. Whereas destruction of credibility is more appropriate for them, and they are outright hypocrites. So this alim is saying, the one who say ill about the companion, he really doesn't mean the companion themselves, but he mean what they carry of Quran and Sunnah. Who convey the Quran and Sunnah to the later people from Prophet ﷺ are the companion. If those companions are not trustworthy, they munafiqin, they kufar, they liars, this. What mean is, what they carry of Quran and Sunnah, ماذا, will not be accepted. In order to accept someone, he has to be trustworthy. So their point, Sahaba didn't do anything wrong to them. The companion, they didn't do anything wrong to them. But their point is, if they defame, they say ill about the companion, and the companion are considered untrusted people, they are not considered trustworthy people, then the religion they were carrying, the Quran they taught people, the Sunnah they taught people, is also invalid. So the Sheikh said, their point is to matter, to say ill about our religion. They are deserving the most. Whereas destruction of credibility is more appropriate for them, and they are outright hypocrites. Again, he said, if you see a man speaking ill of the companion of Allah's Messenger, then know that he is outright hypocrite, munafiq, heretic. That's because the Messenger is with us true, and the Quran is true. And the Quran and this Sunnah were only conveyed to us by the companion of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all that those people intend is to destroy the credibility of our witnesses, so that they can abolish, they can disregard the book and the Sunnah. Whereas destruction of credibility is more appropriate for them, and they are outright heretics, meaning they are munafiqun. Who said this statement? Yes. Naam. Naam Fufana. Naam. Abu Zur'at al-Razi. Ahsan tabarakallah fi. The one who said this statement, this is a statement very famous among ulama, among students of knowledge. the one who say that statement is Abu Zur'a. He's the one of the two alim you have here. Abu Zur'a, when did he die? Yes? 264. How about Abu Hatim Razi? 277. How about Imam Bukhari? 261. How about Imam Ahmad? 241. How about Imam Shafi'i? Imam Shafi'i? 204. How about Imam Malik? 179. How about Imam Abu Hanifa? 150. Amazing, what some of the youth, if you ask them when saw about basketball, they know their names, they know details, they laugh, but we don't know. Those are the great scholars. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم. هذا والله أعلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.